Now time for our Jefferson West locker room chat here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM, and we start with girls basketball coach, that is John Malloy. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Let's dive into it. You know, last week it was a loss to one of the best, if not the best team in the league in Nemaha Central. Your team bounced back this week, Tuesday night, big win at home against Royal Valley, 59-43. What'd you like most about your team's bounce back win?
We just made some shots. It seems to be the nature of the game. When you can make shots, the game's a lot easier. When we played Holton before Christmas break, we had a really good game where we made shots and we won that game. And then we couldn't do anything up in Nemaha, and they were very efficient and they don't make very many mistakes. And we struggled to hit shots, and they beat us pretty handily. And then we come out Tuesday night versus Royal Valley, and I think we made 10 three-pointers, which is the most I think we've ever made in the program in one game. Had several girls that were just hitting it lights out from everywhere, and when you make shots, the game's just a lot easier.
When you're kind of bringing it out a little bit farther than just the last couple games, I mean, you start the season 0-3, but you've won three of your last five since then. Is it just as simple as the shots are falling? What more can you kind of attribute to the recent success?
Well, a lot of it just has to do with gaining varsity experience. With only two girls returning with any significant varsity experience, and then from player 5 down to 10 had zero varsity experience. Most of them are incoming freshmen. It's hard at first to transition to the speed of the varsity game and be able to make those decisions in a split second, to make the right decisions, the right passing lanes and everything. And so I think part of it is just that these girls are gaining that experience now. And so it's they're a little more comfortable. Maybe the game slowed down just a little bit. I mean, we have a long ways to go. There's nowhere, no team in this league that we can just walk on, and every team in this league is capable of beating us. So if we have a night where we don't shoot well, or we turn the ball over, you know, more than 15 times or close to 20 times like we were at the beginning of the season, we're going to lose to just about anybody. But gaining the experience and being able to make some shots is a good recipe for at least improving, for sure.
As far as some of those younger girls getting a little bit more experience, buying in, and just getting a little bit more comfortable, is there one or two that maybe has surprised you maybe in the last week or two, making a bigger jump than expected? Who are some of these younger girls that are really kind of making that leap?
You know, it kind of goes from night to night. You know, the Holton night before Christmas, Madison Schwinn, she's a freshman. She's starting for us this year. She had kind of a breakout performance. Hit 3 3-pointers. It actually ended, I think, the third quarter. She had 13 points in the third quarter, which was a career high total points for her, and that's what she ended up. And then last night, she ended up with 10 points, had a couple of threes for us as well. So she's probably, out of the freshman girls, she's probably the one that's had the biggest, I don't know if improvement or shown up the most, but she's also had the most opportunity as being a starter and being forced to go out there and perform. Beyond her, Caden Stark, Megan Malone, Colby Noel, they're all getting their chance to do something. And the big thing I'm looking for as a coach is not really the ability to score as a freshman, but your ability to defend. Can you defend at that level, at that speed? And that's what most of those girls are showing up for, is they're figuring out how to defend, how much effort it takes to defend at the varsity level.
Finally, Coach, a game on Friday at home against Hiawatha, a team that's been a little bit up and down this year, but they certainly have two of the better players in the league. Darcy Lears, of course, in the backcourt, a lot of experience there. Abby Elfner is a 6'1 junior who's kind of a matchup problem. She can handle it a little bit, shoot it from the outside, but just a little bit of inconsistency so far with the Redhawks. But again, the challenges ahead for the game coming up this week on Friday.
Well, the two players specifically you mentioned are long and athletic, and they know how to defend. They can shoot the three. I mean, they're the complete package. If those two put it together, they're going to be a hard team to beat. But just like anybody, you know, when you have a hard time scoring the ball sometimes, like we do, and I know that they've had a couple of games like that too, then they're vulnerable. So, I mean, it's going to be a matchup that I kind of think is very similar to Royal Valley matchup for us. They've got a couple of players who are lights out and can really play at a high level. But if we can get it done defensively and rebound the ball, that was one of the big keys over the Christmas break, was just rebounding, boxing out, not giving teams second and third opportunities every offensive possession. But Hiawatha, it's a winnable game for us if we play well. But that's kind of going to be our MO for everything moving forward. We're not good enough to have a bad game and still win. So we're going to have to play well to beat them. But they're definitely a good opponent. And if they play well, they're going to be tough.
Jefferson West girls basketball coach John Malloy joining us here, coming off a nice win against Royal Valley on a Tuesday, getting set for a home tilt with Hiawatha this week on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.